Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the morning commute on Election Day here.
That's right.
We're broadcasting from Spokane. We are in the heart of the American Redoubt, and hopefully you guys are too somewhere, and you are making your voice known today. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Is it any coincidence that it is Trump Tuesday, that last night was the last blood moon and lunar eclipse that the Earth is going to see for the next 3 years?
Yeah, early this morning.
Yes, yeah. And it's Election Day. That is a huge thing. I mean, especially for the blood moon, because the Lord says the moon and the stars are for signs and for signs.
Yep.
And so the fact that this is happening in the United States, in the greatest nation on the planet that was blessed by God, without a doubt.
That's right.
And so I'm just anticipating what is going to happen with the election.
Well, I am too, and also with a little bit of trepidation, I have to admit. Alerts USA yesterday put out an alert that the law enforcement across the country, they put out a joint bulletin that came from the Department of Homeland Security, warning of unrest, potential unrest from extremists over perceived election fraud, right? Who are they thinking of here?
Right.
We assess some DVEs, which is domestic violent extremists, that's the new terrorist, right? Motivated by election-related grievances, would likely view election-related infrastructure, personnel, and voters involved in the election process as attractive targets. Now, this is language that they've been using toward the conservative patriots, especially the disenfranchised Trump voters who saw a coup take place in 2020.
Right.
And so they've been maligning everyone who's been pointing out with evidence of election fraud, calling them, you know, election deniers and domestic violent extremists. But Carrie Lake's office was just hit with an attack. Her campaign office was closed down a couple of days ago because of white powdery substance scent and threats.
Yep.
A Republican candidate had bullets ripped through his house near his children,
yep,
you know, in a drive-by shooting. But no, we're not going to look there. We're going to look now. When this Republican wave happens, that's probably when we will see domestic violent extremism. But it's not going to be the Trump supporters.
Well, and see, that's what kind of has me wondering what they're talking about here when it says that the Department of Justice is going to monitor the voting in 24 states. So obviously, to be in favor of the communist positions, you know what I mean? The people that are running as communists. And so that's in 24 states. And then we've also got a report of 14 different states have the National Guard,
yes,
watching the elections. Well, most of those states are run by communist Democrats.
Yep.
And the few that are Republican are diehard rhino governors.
Right.
And so, you know, I have to wonder, you know, there as well, they're guarding the vote for whose outcome, you know.
Yeah.
We clearly don't have the support of the Department of Justice any longer, just like we don't have the support of the FBI, you know. And so if all of these Democrat-run states have the National Guard out to watch all of the voting going on,
right,
are they going to be protecting the fraud? Or, you know, I mean, I can't imagine that they would send out the National Guard to protect against the fraud that they deny exists.
Right. And also, given the FBI's history, I mean, can we expect undercover FBI agents posing as MAGA patriots causing problems, or Black Lives Matter or Antifa,
right,
dressed up as patriots causing, you know, issues and problems and threats and everything else. That's the level of loss of credibility that the Department of Justice has brought on themselves.
Yep, exactly.
People don't trust them.
Well, yeah, when they have aligned themselves with lawless, fraudulent usurpers, I'm sorry, that's no longer the Department of Justice.
And, you know, something really has shifted too. The spokesperson for the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre, falsely claims, this is from the WorldNet Daily, falsely claims taking days to count votes after election day is how this is supposed to work.
It is not.
When we had paper ballots hand counted, we knew the election results the next day.
That's right.
I mean, it's only just in very recent history that we can expect up to a week to know who won an election.
Yeah, to cover up their tracks.
Right, to, I don't know, wheel in more boxes of ballots.
That's right.
Know, or manipulate the machines. I don't know. The people have lost faith. But we're hopeful because the numbers that are turning out, this is probably what's going to lead to the unrest, and that's going to be, you're going to see the biggest, like somebody posted a great meme. Anybody who's ever had to drag a toddler out of a public restaurant in the middle of a tantrum, you've got a glimpse of what the next 2 months are going to look like.
I know.
Because after this red wave comes through, it was a former speaker, Newt Gingrich, said that the GOP is expected to gain 20 to 50 seats in the House and 2 to 5 Senate seats.
Yes.
That puts the Republicans in control, or snatches control away from the Marxist globalist Democrats.
Right. And it says here, this Epoch Times article says that the midterm elections updates state that the Biden pollster warns of paradigm shift after survey shows GOP gains among Black and Hispanic voters.
Yes.
And so they're warning their own people, their own communist supporters, of a paradigm shift coming. And
that's
so,
right.
Oh yeah, they're not going to be happy, but they need to be ousted. They're frauds.
They're
frauds, and they use a fraudulent voting system. They have been heisting and stealing our elections since the year 2000. And now that we're on to them, this one's going to be a lot harder for them to pull it off again. And so, you know, granted, the whole United States never got rid of all of the electronic voting fraud machines. And so they still have the ability to manipulate the vote. And so it's just going to be harder for them to hide it this time. And by the way, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips are now out of jail. So
yes, praise the Lord.
Praise God for that. No kidding.
That is just really awesome. You know, Stream, it's an online magazine called The Stream. Their logo, equipping Christians to think clearly about political, economic, and moral issues of our day. They just ran an article that Liberty Daily picked up on. And it's, if we ever get power again, we need to hold Nuremberg trials.
Yep.
Then let the healing begin.
That's right.
Yeah, yep. These people are asking for amnesty over all the stuff that they did.
Because they know what they've done.
Yeah, they did. And they know that it was all built on lies. They're saying, we didn't know.
Yeah,
you know,
nonsense.
Can you just be forgiving? Well, we're called to forgive, but we'll never trust them again.
Right.
And people need to be held accountable. They are responsible for the deaths of untold thousands of people.
And people are still dying from it.
Right, yep. Right. And Trudeau, you know, from Canada, it's part of that globalist ilk that they all, the same crowd that they all run in, saying that the Canadian government will never back down from fighting for people's fundamental rights and freedoms.
That's right.
Like, oh my gosh, they did the total opposite.
Yeah.
You know, and Brad Little saying, oh, I never did that. Mr. I never did that with all of the COVID lockdowns in Idaho, of all places.
Yep.
Shutting down businesses and bilking the federal government for millions of dollars to keep this perpetual emergency going.
That's right.
Giving him powers that he should never, doesn't even constitutionally have.
Right. And speaking of Idaho, I just have to throw in, you know, the pat on the back for Ammon Bundy. It says here in from an article from the Idaho Tribune that says, could Ammon Bundy pull off the greatest gubernatorial upset in U.S. history? a look inside the remaining 24 hours of Idaho's election for governor. And so I'm just totally stoked about that because he came out and made a video describing how if the people understood the actual numbers of Idaho, there's no way he can split the vote between the communist Republican or right. the communist Democrat, because there's only like 130,000 registered Democrats in the whole state of Idaho, where there's 600,000 registered Republicans right. and 300,000 registered as independent.
Right.
And so those numbers right there prevent that from ever happening. And so he stated, you know, it's in such a great way, the race is strictly between him and Little.
That's right. That's a good way of putting it, because this is an argument, and I even struggled with this myself. I'm like, well, a vote for Bundy is going to split the conservative vote, and then we're going to have a Democrat in there, but it's not the
case.
Once
you hear the numbers, that's not even possible.
Even if it was 50-50 right down the middle between right. the two Republicans, Bundy and Little, and Little is not even a Republican. He's just
a communist.
Hijacking yeah. the name. It would not put the Democrat in charge.
Right. And so once again, you know, the whole logical statement, all you people in Idaho that are voting today, just remember there are two communists running against one American, and that American is Ammon Bundy.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to.
Yep.
I'm just
looking forward to hopefully watching all of these liars and fraudulent vote usurpers just getting cast aside. I'm really, really hopeful, praying that that's actually what happens.
Yep, me too.
And
held accountable.
Right. Even if we have to do like Brazil and start some massive pushback after this election to keep them from actually stealing it again.
Oh yeah, because they've got 2 months now to throw the biggest tantrum you've ever seen.
Yep.
And do as much damage as they possibly can, trying yep. to ram as much money through to Ukraine, try to they're going to be coming through with a wrecking ball, you know, it's like a
biggest wrecking ball ever, because if they know for a fact that they've, you know, like that article says, the paradigm shift actually took place.
Yes.
You know, that they've only got 2 months left to loot and destroy this nation.
Right.
Right. So, boy, oh boy, should be interesting.
Yep. Watch the cockroaches scatter.
Yes. That's right.
Man. Well, all right. Now we're all fired up on this.
Yep.
Wiffle Bat Trump Tuesday.
And that's so right. Well, and rightfully so, it is a big deal. The election today, I hope everybody out there that is listening has already voted and you know, well.
We're on your way.
And took friends that voted as well. So.
Yeah. Oh, something I want to cover too before I forget, and then we'll get right to the word of the day. The Christian midterm elections are going to be covered on Victory Channel with their election team. And this is an Ameron core operator that works with this group. I mean, he's central to it. But David Barton from Wall Builders will also be there. And this is going to begin at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific. So you can watch all of the coverage and not from legacy media.
That's right.
Fake news. And that'll be on DirecTV channel. Well, I'll post this on our Telegram channel where everybody can watch. And I think I'll also put up a posting on Radio Free Redoubt.
Yeah, so, that would be perfect.
Yep.
Actually, help us get there easier.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday for the day of voting to change this nation comes to us from two places, actually, because they're right across from each other on the same page in Proverbs 12 and 13.
All right.
And the one I already had underlined and the other one right across from it. Well, okay, so it's Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22, and Proverbs chapter 13, verse 5. 22 reads, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight."
Yeah.
And that's so cool because this is a random turning. And then chapter 13, verse 5 reads, "A righteous man hates lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and comes to shame." Well, so let that happen in this election, yes. Father. Let that happen, and let that be our prayer for today.
Let the patriots turn out.
That's right.
And push these liars and deceivers out of these positions of power that they have slithered into.
Absolutely.
Those are great, great scriptures, especially for now. And this reminds me of the meme of Biden saying, I'm getting sick and tired of people accusing me of things I've done.
Yep.
Now, of course, that's a made up meme. He didn't really say that, but it's true. So, that's good. Okay, well, get those scriptures out there one more time.
Okay, so Proverbs 12, verse 22, and Proverbs 13, verse 5.
All right, there we go. All right, thank you so much.
Yep, praise God.
All right, let's take a quick break here at the Voice of the American Redoubt on Liberty Broadcasting, 96.5 FM and AM 630 on the dial. And hopefully you guys are on your way to vote if you haven't done so already, or you will be tonight when you get off work. And let's see, this segment is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a business or venture of some sort, a ministry, you need your website hosted, secured by a Christian patriot-owned business, and located in the American Redoubt, then check them out at tlcwebhosting.com. A little bit of local Spokane band, Coleman Underground, taking us into the break. God is great. All the glory to God.
Idaho liberals say that if I'm elected as governor, they will leave the state. Well, I'm here to tell you that when I'm elected governor, Idaho will help pay for their moving costs. After all, it's cheaper than keeping them here. Idaho spends nearly 40% of our annual budget on welfare programs. That's almost $4 billion of your tax dollars going up in the smoke every year. As governor, we will be getting rid of property tax, income tax, and your grocery tax, and balancing the budget by ending our billion-dollar welfare state. Idaho isn't California, and if liberals have a problem with that, then we'll help them move there. After all, the moving costs will be only a fraction of the price to keep them here. No one is saying you have to leave, but if you're going to stay here, then you have to work like the rest of us.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Got Lady Liberty here from Liberty State Radio and the Political Church. And now my sidekick, my bride, my partner in crime behind the microphones, Lady Liberty. And let's see. This segment is brought to you by Katie Armor, serious body armor for serious times. That's CATIArmor.com. Check them out. All right, Lady Liberty, tons of stuff to cover. And I have to say, Joe Biden has done more to help the Republicans in this campaign than I think pretty much anyone else, besides he's right behind Trump.
Right.
Right before the elections, he announces that we're shutting down coal. No more coal. We're going to go to solar and wind. There are no more coal plants. And everybody's going, huh?
Yeah, even though Germany just shut down all of their solar and wind plants and started building coal plants because they're finding out that it doesn't work at all.
Right, right.
So,
And then he turns around and says, no more drilling. And the Democrats are all, you can hear this collective palm to the forehead across the country with Democrats going, you're killing us.
Yep.
Everybody's saying, no, this is not the policy that's going to help our country.
Right.
So thanks, Joe. Way to go.
Well, and, you know, and speaking of the Germans, it says here that a new survey by the INSA polling institute in Germany says that 50% believe the government's actions to address the energy crisis will not help them financially survive winter. 31% cannot afford to buy Christmas presents. 28% worry about not being able to pay their energy bills.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and this is right on the heels of opening coal plants so that they all don't freeze to death this winter.
That's right.
And so here we have Biden, like you said, Biden's now, you know, going to thrust the same scourge upon America that the Germans are just barely going to make it through. So I guess are they hoping to freeze Americans out too?
Well, that's the plan. You know? I mean, whoever doesn't take the vaccine, we've got to get rid of them somehow.
That's right. If they if they're too smart to take the vaccine, well, gosh, you're just going to have to freeze
them
to death.
We're going to freeze the pure bloods out.
Yep. Not us.
Nope. Let's throw another log on the fire.
That's right. We got Woody.
That's right. So, yeah, but there's definitely this is an exciting time, and you've got a clip. I mean,
yes,
Trump
I got it.
just like he's right up to the last minute throwing punches out there, and he gave another great speech.
Well, and that's a fascinating thing is talk about a leader. He's not even in office. He's in exile, and he's still leading the nation.
Packing stadiums.
Yeah, he's leading the nation on who to vote for. All of his candidates are getting elected.
Yes.
It's as if he never left office.
Right.
And so, you know, he just has this great thing to say here in this little clip. He's describing how we're going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi's political career once and for all. Go ahead and listen now.
Up and down the ballot, Republican, and we're going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi's political career once and for all. Once and for all. Under Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the radical Democrat Congress, Florida workers and families are under siege. We have a feisty crowd today, Marco. We have a feisty, this is a feisty group of people. That's what we want. That's what we want. Millions of illegal aliens are pouring in. Violent crime is out of control, and the far left is indoctrinating our children with twisted race and gender insanity in our school. Other than that, they're doing great, right? How these people happened and how they've been able to do this to our country is a disgrace. And we had tens of thousands of people, and Obama and Biden, we call them O'Biden. Obama and O'Biden, O'Biden, because it's the same thing. They were in another place in Pennsylvania, and they drew flies. You know, they drew flies. And the fake news, oh, look at all of them back. Oh, Marco, look at all of the fake news. Wow. Wow. Wow, that's a lot of fake news. That's a lot of them. So the fake news never talked about the crowd. We had an unbelievable record crowd. You couldn't get in. The place was packed as far as the eye could see. And they had a place, all empty seats. It was a disaster. But they don't say. They just say Trump was there. And Biden was there, and Obama, Barack Hussein Obama was there. And they don't talk about that. By the way, if it was the other way around, it would be headlines all over the place.
It is good to hear that crowd. Hope
yes,
has returned.
Fired up.
Right? After the dismal last 2 years, hope has finally returned to the American people. And everybody's excited about, you know, seeing what's going to turn out. And I apologize. Apparently, Trump did not get the memo about the 44th president who shall not be named. He slipped up. Boy, we'll cut him some slack. His adrenaline's going. He's got a big crowd. It happens. All right.
Yeah, but, we'll send him the memo.
Yeah,
ASAP.
Hopefully the FCC doesn't fine us for allowing those words to be used.
That's right. That's
on public radio, but we won't let it happen again.
And so I have another article here that is fantastic because, boy, talk about the upcoming paradigm shift that they're worried about. This is going to be part of it. The House Republicans release a 1,000-page report against FBI whistleblowers claim, because the whistleblowers claim the agency is rotted at its core with rampant corruption, manipulation, and abuse. And that whistleblowers describe the FBI's Washington hierarchy as rotted as it, at its core, maintaining a systemic culture of unaccountability and full of rampant corruption, manipulation, and abuse, the report stated. This is a 1,000-page document, and it basically says that the FBI allegedly weaponized its law enforcement power against political opponents and parents who spoke out against far-left ideology taught in public schools.
Yep.
Another major point is political bias against conservatives by purging right-leaning employees from the agency, artificially inflating domestic violent extremism statistics.
Yes.
Aiding social media platforms in censoring conservative political speech online, providing Hunter Biden preferential treatment by intentionally burying stories about his business dealings with foreign nationals. And GOP lawmakers also accused the Department of Justice and FBI of selectively neglecting to enforce the law against radical activists who repeatedly attacked pro-life clinics and churches. The report cited 69 separate attacks on pro-life facilities from May 3rd to October 8th, 2022.
Mm.
And so that's going to be part of the paradigm shift, and that is just the focus on the FBI alone.
Yes. There is so much accountability that needs to happen there. And, you know, like, well, Marjorie Taylor Greene saying, we're going after them. We're going
right.
to impeach them. And I would like to even see Congress bring charges against them.
And
start exposing these roles that they've been involved in, the hiding of Hunter Biden's laptop, intentionally, that's intended to affect an election.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? And
it's like they're all the Republicans are going to be focusing on upholding the law and prosecuting the criminals.
Right.
Because like Kash Patel's interview with John Solomon stated that they're going to part of this paradigm shift is going after the FBI and DOJ's criminal behavior, Dr. Fauci, and the southern border. Those are the three major categories.
Yep, absolutely. All right, guys. Well, that went fast, but you be safe out there. Remember to vote, and we'll definitely be watching to see how this turns out. So you be safe out there.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.